Hello.
Oh, hi, Israel, please.
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think I changed it because I lost the card.
Oh, you lost the card. Okay. So let me see here. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Not with me right now, because I'm at work.
You're at work. Okay. So I'll send you an email that talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, will ring directly to me. So you can call me when you get the card, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a couple of days, okay?
Okay. And also I was going to call you because, I mean, I've been paying all this time, and I didn't see, you know, why I'm still paying it because the thing is not fixed, nothing is fixed, so I'm just paying for nothing.
So the reason that you keep getting charged, Israel, is in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account. And I can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is that it's only $149 because come November 12th, it would be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until we get this settled.
Yeah, because I've been just paying for nothing because you guys not doing anything yet.
So in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 11,090 times, and you've had 142 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Do you ask people when they contact you how they found you by chance?
I've been asking the people that I know already to go on Google and, you know, click the link and just sometimes just look the pictures or a review, you know, things like that. But, I mean, I don't have nothing new, nothing, never.
Okay. So I'm looking at the notes here, and it's also showing that Google wanted to re-verify the business back in September, and we had sent you a 5-digit PIN verification code from Google. Do you remember receiving that?
I do remember, but I mean, that's the big issue that I'm not receiving anything. Of course.
Yeah, because it says here that you changed the address. First, it was the Los Arcos Road, and then you changed it to Los Sivena Road, but then you changed it back to Los Arcos Road. Is that correct?
It is correct because it's what they told me to do it. Because they try on one address and the same thing happened, and they asked me to try on a different one. That's why I've been changing back and forth.
So did you get that new PIN code from Google?
No, ma'am.
You didn't get it? Okay, let me just double-check something.
That's why I had the issue before for a long time.
Yeah, we had access to it for a long time, but in September, Google wanted to re-verify it. That's why they sent the new PIN code. So let me just log into your Google business and see if enough time has gone by to do a phone verification. Because if Google allows that, they'll text you a number right now, and then you can read it back to me. But I don't know if that option's going to be available or not. Usually, they have to send it on 3 different attempts in order for that to to be available. So let's see here. Design and style. Okay, yeah, so they're just offering to send a new code. The phone verification is not available as of yet. So I'll send you the new code, and it will be there to you within 5 business days. And then what?
But it's the same. It's the same thing. You can send, like, minutes you want, but I'm not going to receive it.
Well, why not? Is that not an address where you receive mail?
Yes, but it's something from Google. It's not from my address.
It's not on your. It's not coming from your address, you mean, or to your address?
I'm not receiving because there's nothing wrong with the address. It's from something else from Google.
Let me see here. Does anybody else check the mail at that location?
Yes, ma'am, but there's nothing wrong with the address.
Okay. So the reason I ask you is sometimes because it comes
know,
in a post.
I know Google is sending the mails to another address.
Okay. So.
It's not the address. It's Google.
So if, let's say that you wanted to give me an address that Google's going to reject, they'll still send the PIN code out. They're just not going to accept it when you call back with the number. So you would still get the PIN code. So I think it's a problem with the post office or somebody else that checked your mail that thought it was junk mail and maybe it wasn't.